Hey, everybody. Thanks again for tuning in to the Relate and Communicate podcast with your girl, Denedria Banks. As always, if you want to reach me, hit me up at relate2019@gmail.com. Again, that is relate2019@gmail.com. Hey, family. Some of you guys noticed that I was absent the week of May 27th, and I do apologize for my absence, but I'm so happy to be back in front of the mic today. And this week for me marks a very important week because yesterday, June 2nd, marked the year anniversary of when I fell and broke my leg. And you know, so much has changed in my life since that fall that I'm still trying to find my place, right? And even though there's still some sadness in me, I'm actually starting to find some sunshine again and be okay in my world again. So I think today I just want to walk through some of the changes that are in my life right now. And one very important lesson that I have just learned that has to deal with God's grace, even in the midst of despair. So first of all, I want to talk about some of the things that have brought me joy in this year, amongst all of this change. For those who are new to the podcast, just to recap real quick. A year ago, June 2nd, I fell. I broke my leg, had multiple surgeries, and I am still in physical therapy, still rebuilding my strength, and I'm still yet not where I was prior to my fall. That in and of itself is still something that worries me because although I continue my physical therapy and I am continuing to believe that God will strengthen my body and give me the physical reserve that I require, I still question, will I ever get back to where I was prior to the fall? That is yet to be known, right? Even with all of those questions, you know, I have found some true joy. So one of the joys that I'm very happy about now in my life is my scooter. For those of you following me, you know, I purchased my scooter only a few months ago and had a lot of reservations about buying my scooter and actually coming to terms with what having a scooter in my life means for me now. Because in essence, having a scooter now means I require a scooter now. And so today I'm here to say I am so happy that I purchased my scooter. I'm happy because my scooter has actually began to free me up and give me confidence in light of my now limiting physicality. I no longer worry, can I walk in that mall? Or is that theater too big for me to maneuver? Will I get tired using that walker? Could I possibly fall crossing the street? Those concerns no longer plague my mind because my scooter is by my side. I'm looking forward to traveling to Chicago in July with my family because I know I'm gonna have that scooter and we're gonna be hanging out on Michigan Ave, Navy Pier, and all other things. And I am just happy about that opportunity. And I know that I have this opportunity coming to me because I have stayed open, you know, I have stayed open to making sure life continues to happen despite the situation right here in front of me, right? That's one thing that I want to challenge anyone who's listening to my voice right now is stay open despite what is right in front of you. So that's lesson one, stay open. Lesson two was a direct result of the negative interview I had on May 20th. And the lesson is simply this: even in despair, God's grace will always be there. Powerful, right? As I shared previously, on May 20th, I had a very negative interview. And the interview was with two people. For the purpose of this podcast, we will call them John and Judy. John received me negatively. Judy was definitely more genuine and received me in a positive light. I didn't get the job that I interviewed for, and I was not surprised by that fact. However, I was surprised by a text I received on May 31st from Judy herself. Judy's text simply asked, "Can we talk tomorrow?" And again, because of the first lesson, stay open, I responded to Judy, "Sure." Judy called me on Saturday, June 1st, and she confirmed what I already knew. They were not going to offer me the position I had interviewed for. However, Judy shared that she was impressed and she thought highly enough about what I was trying to do with my life despite my physical situation, that she wanted to do something to help me. In essence, she basically said I should go into private practice as a clinician, and she was going to help me get paneled, or in other terms, certified with various insurance companies so I could start taking patients with various insurance carriers. When I tell you, I was really surprised by her phone call. One, and two, by her want to help me, I know that that was God. Purely, simply, that was God at work. And as Judy continued to speak with me on the phone, she outlined other things that she recommended I do in order to prepare to go into private practice. And she promised that she would have her insurance person call me on Monday to help start the paperwork I needed. And true to her word, prior to me starting this podcast, her insurance person called me and offered me some direction on what they needed from me so they could start my paperwork. And when I tell you how thankful I was, you know, you can't tell me that there's not a God in that. You can't tell me that God does not come through and answer prayers. And as we always say, it may not happen when you want it to, but it's right on time. So as explained to me, the process to get certified with various insurance carriers will be 3 to 4 weeks. In the meantime, I'm going to be getting my business cards in order. I'm going to start setting up a profile, and I'm going to possibly start looking for a space that I can rent to see clients. But the other side of this blessing is that two of the insurance carriers she's lining me up with have telemed services. And so what does that mean, family? That means I can actually do psychotherapy with people over the internet from my home. I mean, so when I tell you that God's grace is always there and that God's grace is always present, even in the midst of our deepest despair, I want you to understand that I'm not just saying that because it sounds like something I should say or sound like something I should share. I'm saying that because this is now and truly my testimony. And I will tell you this, family, God has brought me through many, many things. And as I've shared in my previous podcast, this experience has been to date one of the most difficult experiences I've had to overcome. Maybe it's actually coming face to face with some of the biggest fears I've been holding on to my entire life. Family, who knows? Who knows why this year or this injury has been the most challenging to date? But I will tell you, I have had my moments of despair throughout this year. And so God's grace, though, continues to be here with me. And so this is why, as I stated earlier in the podcast, I am now in a place that I can truly smile. I'm in a place of having joy, of seeing the sunshine, of seeing the next, because I know that the next is definitely there. So fam, I'ma end this podcast here simply saying, you know, it's been a year, and the two lessons that I'm taking away and want to share with you is, whatever you're going through, understand two things. You must remain open. Remain open to all the possibilities that are out there, even the ones that you cannot see at this moment. And even if you can see the possibilities and you may not believe in them, stay open to them because they exist for a reason. And the ones that you may not believe in might be the ones that you are exactly meant to have. And two, remember, even through despair, God's grace is always there. I love you, family.
Thanks again for listening to the Relate and Communicate podcast with your girl, Denedria Banks. As always, if you have any questions, comments, or feedback regarding today's episode, hit me up at relate2019@gmail.com. Relate2019@gmail.com.